Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
All right, good morning. Welcome to the Clay County Corner. This is John Keaton coming to you live from the corner room of the historic Clay County Courthouse in Clay County, Tennessee, in Salina. Thomas Watson usually does the show, but they're all gone to the basketball game. Sitting here with Ray Norris, the director of the Chamber of Commerce, and Dale Reagan, the county mayor. Where's everybody at today, you guys? Murfreesboro, huh?
They're migrating, yes, the SU.
I was telling Randy back at the station yesterday, I said, shoot, I'll go over there tomorrow morning and the dust will be blowing around the square. It'll look like some old ghost town or something.
we're very proud of our young men and our ladies, too. But the quarterfinals is taking place down there today, and the community around here absolutely gets behind us.
Oh, shoot. I would, too. I saw Tyreek's mother the other day down there at Ollie's, and I said, would your boy have an off night? He only had like 46 points, you know. Tell him to step up a little bit, will you?
he's, as well as all the others, he's an outstanding young man.
Yes,
very disciplined.
Yeah. And he'll be back next year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, brings a lot of notoriety to the town, to the county.
Yeah.
And we like that.
Yes, we do.
So anyhow, we're coming to you from the Clay County Courthouse. This is John Keaton. Thomas Watson is down there. He told me he felt it was his duty to be there. And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, I'm sure you're thinking it's a duty. You know, you want to be there just like the rest of us. So anyhow, we're going to sort of muddle through a show today. I asked, we'll be doing the birthday and anniversary announcements at about 9:30. By the way, tonight this program rebroadcasts at 6 o'clock. So when I say that we'll do the birthday and anniversary announcements at 9:30, it'll be 6:30 if you're listening to the encore presentation. See the way I figured that out, you guys?
Yeah.
Pretty good, huh?
You're very good with that.
I know, yeah, I'm sharp. Anyhow, I've asked Mayor Reagan and Ray to be here with us today, and we're just going to talk about a few things that's happened in the county the past few years, where we were, how far we've come to this point, and what to expect in the future. We're just really going to be chatting. There's not going to be any, you know, real dates or commitments or anything like that. So I guess we'll start with Ray. How long have you been the director of the Chamber of Commerce here?
Well, it'll be, goodness gracious, I'm getting old. It'll be 9 years, June 30th.
So you've seen quite a few changes in the last 9 years you've been here.
Yeah, we've had a number of decent changes, yes.
Okay. What, I don't want to put it that way. How has the Chamber changed since you've been here?
How has the Chamber changed? Okay, have it changed immensely. We were fortunate to get a large grant from USDA. It was close to $100,000, I believe.
It was, yeah.
And we renovated the chamber. The previous condition of it was not top-notch,
mm-hmm.
And now it is, and I'm very proud of it. And we have a wonderful conference room. It seats 16 at a large table, and we have additional seating of 12, so we can get a pretty good-sized group in there. A lot of folks use it routinely. The American Legion meets there. They have their meetings at the chamber in the evening. We have some companies that have their all-employee meetings at the chamber.
Oh, that's cool.
We had one just last week. So
now, you know, I don't think a lot of people really realize how important it is to have a nice chamber. And I've been over there, you know, I come over there after the show a lot of time, we'll have a cup of coffee, excuse me, and people are popping in all the time from out of the county wanting information. So that's like their window to the community.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, the first impression, so I mean, you know, people who may sit around and say, well, we don't really need a chamber office, we don't really need money for the chamber. That's not true.
Well, that's, and you're absolutely correct, John, because this day and time, that's where a lot of our folks that gets their information. Now, mm-hmm. we have a lot of people, you know, that will call the mayor's office and ask for information as well, but for people that may be looking for a place to had at retirement or whatever, you
right.
know, they're out here searching the web, and most of the places they'll go to, first thing would be the Chamber of Commerce, and we're very fortunate and certainly blessed that we've got the chamber out there, and it is important, and yeah, you'll have some folks that'll say they can't see the importance of it.
Right.
Well, like you said, you know, you see it, and I know Ray and myself see it on a daily basis. The people that that stop by the chamber, or even the calls and stuff that they take out there to give them the updated information that we have here in the county, and the chamber and the mayor's office works closely hand in hand,
right.
you know, because I depend on them a lot, because sometimes some of the status stuff that we need about our county, because
mm-hmm.
a lot of things that we work on anymore, you know, they want us to give them all the updated information that
right.
we can get. And it goes back into some of the historical stuff of when, you know, when we started and all the different things that have taken place in the past few years. And I'll call out the chamber and I'll say, Ray, you need to help me do some research here. And they're not just an information point, but they're also a research center,
yeah.
I call them.
Well, I didn't ever look at it in that aspect, but I can understand that. So if you would continue, so it was kind of in shambles. You got a grant from the USDA,
and as a matter of fact, for folks that hadn't been in that office prior to the reconstruction, we'll call it, just in the office that the chamber occupies, and that's about what, one-third or one-fourth of the building, the rest of it's county maintenance center. But in the chamber, when it was initially used as a chamber for many years, I guess, the floor had three different levels because it was built as a car...
Auto, yeah.
A car sales place.
Yeah.
Kaiser Fraser, somebody told me.
I think that's right. Yeah.
So that goes back a few years. I think that was in the 50s. But, when we started there, until we had the renovation, which was a year or two later, I guess, we had three different levels. You'd have to step up or step down going into another room, and after you fall a couple of times, you start remembering to step up or step down. But now it's first class. I'm very proud of it. And when people come in from outside the county, many of them comment how really nice it is.
And it is very nice. I mean, you have... displays along the wall, brochures of different places, not only in our community, but the surrounding communities to attract people to this way. You've got a whole rack of local business cards. So, I mean, people can find what they need. Other than the building itself, do you remember, and I know 9 years ago, we've talked about how we can't remember what we had for breakfast, we're getting so old. What some of the challenges were when you first started?
Okay, my first challenge, even though I bought property here in Clay County in 1990 and built a vacation retirement home, basically only came down on good weekends until I retired. And I retired in 2001, and I stayed retired till, well, you were campaigning for your first term, Dale. And that it was probably July of 2006,
mm-hmm.
and he stopped by, and we sat outside and just got acquainted,
mm-hmm.
probably for 45 minutes to an hour, I'm guessing. And he asked for my vote, and I said, well, you're the first guy to ask for it, so you're stuck with it.
And, but he may not want it later.
I'm just being facetious. In that short time that I spoke with him, I was convinced that he was an extremely honest, straightforward man. And the 9 years that I've been here has proven it every day that I've dealt with him. He's a top-notch guy, and I don't want this to sound wrong, but I would trust Dale with my family, my wallet, anything, or my life. I mean, that he's like a brother to me.
That's cool. That's cool.
He'd be my little brother. I'm a lot older than he is.
That red face goes pretty good with that green shirt.
Well, I tell you, I don't know how you follow something like that and that thing, and we'll, of course, get and discuss this before the show comes on.
No, this is all sincere off the cuff.
But Ray has been a great asset, as well as a lot of other folks. I always, I've been in emergency services for many years, and of course, I was in the maintenance of garment industry for a lot of years, and was head mechanic for a few years over that, so I had other, you know, mechanics under me. But I always, my philosophy is that a chief is only as good as the Indians that you got that surround
that's
you.
True. That's
and,
true.
And I feel like, you know, that that's been one of the things that I can, you know, can point the success that we've had with the good Lord up above being on our side.
That's right.
But the people around me. And Ray's been one of those that's been outstanding. He's been a great asset to me. Me and him went to a lot of meetings together. Good Lord's will, I hope that we continue to do that. And we went to a few meetings together that we were glad when they were over with. But the chamber out there has really it's really stepped up and it's come forward and he worked real hard to get for the grant. And it's got the building in the shape it's in now.
All right, we're going to take a short break. We will come back and speak more with Ray Norris, the director of the Chamber of Commerce, and County Mayor Dale Reagan. So stay tuned.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina. As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or... But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
And here we are back at the Clay County Corner in the historic Clay County Courthouse right here in Salina, Tennessee. This is John Keaton sitting in with you today, taking Thomas's place. He's out at the basketball game, which I enjoy doing this show, but I'd like to be at the basketball game.
Wouldn't we all?
And we're sitting here with Ray Norris, the director of the Chamber of Commerce, and County Mayor Dale Reagan. And we're just sort of going through some of the things that have been going on in the county for the past few years, where we're at today, and hopefully we'll get an outlook of the future. And we were discussing with Ray before the break some of the challenges that he has had or he had when he first started as director, and so I'll let you go back to it.
Okay, thanks, John. Yeah, the first year was the most difficult because I didn't know hardly anybody in the county.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe my neighbors, you know,
where
I live. And of course, Dale. It took a year before people would come in, you know, for the second, third, and fourth time, and then I became, they started to recognize me and the fact that I was the chamber guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we really started being able to do things that chambers really need to get involved in. And also, I'm the director of economic development for the county, so that's a good fit. That way, I've got two hats there and
got your finger on the pulse.
Yes,
no matter where you're at.
So it's been very. Once I got through the startup of the 1 year where I started really get to know people and the companies, it was very very positive. And it doesn't seem like it's been 9 years, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Also, as us old guys know, the older you get, the faster time flies.
And oh, yeah.
It really does. And I'm telling you, it is flown.
Yeah. Now, your association with Mr. Young and the 3-Star program has helped quite a bit, too, hasn't
it? Oh, absolutely. When I first started at the chamber, even in the first year, a lady from Cookville, who was with the state, with ECD, Karen Brown. She paid a visit, and I think she had met with Dale also and explained in the 3. I didn't know what 3-Star was.
Mm-hmm.
It's a state program of best practices for
for
cities and counties, and you have to jump through hoops and attain certain goals that the state sets for you, and when that happens, the city and the county are eligible for discounts on some grants, but also it opens the door through 3-Star for other grants, and Dr. Young has done extremely well in getting additional, they're smaller grants, anywhere from $5,000 to $25,000, but in a county like this, that's an awful lot of money.
And once again, he uses the chamber as a reference, like Dale was alluding to a little while ago. You know, he needs a lot of statistics and all that stuff,
right,
which you have.
He has a, quote, office in the chamber conference room. He has a little desk in the corner, and he spends, in the course of an average week, he probably spends 2 days there.
Yeah.
Or better, depending on what's going on. So he's very involved, and he does an outstanding job. I'm proud that he's there.
Oh, good. All right, so the challenges was basically being accepted in the community and letting people know what your goals were and things like that.
Yes, and then once we started accomplishing things that were more visible to the people on the street, then they became more understanding and more welcoming.
Mm-hmm.
And I love working at the chamber. I'm proud of what we've accomplished. And
now, as a chamber director, what is the chamber's responsibility in the community if you have to put together a mission statement or something like that?
I do several things. We promote the county. We promote tourism, which is one of our main industries here.
Mm-hmm.
The county funds my budget, city and county collectively. We spend a lot of money in advertising, and the vast majority of the advertising is related to tourism.
Mm-hmm.
That's the goal, and I recognize that these guys and gals that run the marinas, they do an outstanding job. I just wish it was a 12-month-a-year job instead of seasonal. We could probably double their revenue.
Right. And because of the advertising and talking with different businesses here in the last couple of years, we've had a couple of substantial businesses. I mean, we've got the smaller mom-and-pop businesses,
sure,
which are always welcomed in any community. You know, I mean, they're the backbone of the nation.
Absolutely.
But we've gotten a couple of good-sized businesses that have moved in here.
Yes, we do. The first good-sized one is V&F Transformer. They are located just outside of Chicago. They've been here for what, about 5 years?
Yeah, probably like 08, I guess, is when
yeah,
we started.
Really? It's been that long? Wow.
Yeah, we probably started talking in negotiations with them. They're probably in 08, I guess.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the former company, which was Heavy Duty Transformer, they were owned by Emerson Electric, I believe. They vacated the plant in the end of January of 08, and I sent a presentation to the board of directors at Emerson Electric, which was the parent company, and I asked them to donate the property, which is it's the plant and 10 acres, to the county. Well, they did, essentially. They initially donated it to the city of Salina, and then the city of Salina donated it to the Industrial Development Board, who owns the property.
Okay.
And that happened. Their April 08 board meeting, they agreed to do that. So we didn't get someone to move in because, if you recall, 08 was a tough year.
Yeah.
It was
to say the least.
It's what they call a recession.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very difficult reception for a lot of business folks, especially in this area. But we did make B&F aware of the situation, and they looked at the facility. They loved it. But they, being good conservative businessmen like the successful guys are, they didn't want to make that move until we started coming out of the recession.
Mm-hmm.
So when they did, it was a small first step. They brought in, I can't recall how many people they started. It was, what, 8 or 10?
About eight.
Eight,
I think.
Okay.
They started sending them up to Chicago and places.
Yes. And then they started up the plant here. They moved some of their machinery down here, obviously, and started in lower production volumes. But as they gained confidence in our well-trained workforce, because they did hire a number of the former heavy-duty transformer employees, that was a terrific
match. Well, this was just tailor-made for them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They had, from the get-go, they were extremely pleased with the results, and they really didn't hesitate to move. On two or three different occasions, they brought large production down here.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, last time I talked to them regarding that, I think they had or have 40, it could be more by now, but the last number I got from them, which was about a month ago, was about 40 employees. And I'm convinced that in the future, they probably, I hope they will bring additional production down here because, again, they're very pleased with their results here. And the cost of doing business in Tennessee across the board is much cheaper than Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
You don't have to do a lot of studying to figure that out. Yeah, a lot less hassle, you know, driving and everything. You know, I know we're not extremely close to an interstate, but it seems to me like one of the things you posed to them was it you who asked them how long it took them to get out of Chicago? And they said something like 2 hours, and you all said, well, within 2 hours, I can have you on any major interstate around here.
Yeah, we can get you to Nashville.
That's right. All right, we're going to take a short break. Again, we will come back and visit more with Dale Reagan and Ray Norris, so we want you to stay tuned.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to the Clay County Corner, sitting here in the corner room of the historic Clay County Courthouse on the square, in the middle of the square, in Salina, Tennessee, looking out the window. Looks like a real pretty day out there today. It will probably continue that way until this evening when I think a little bit of sprinkles are supposed to roll in. This is John Keaton sitting in for Thomas. He's out down at the ball game, and we hope the Bulldogs just blow right through that game, man. That'd be cool. Anyhow, we have pulled some birthdays. We don't have any anniversaries. We pulled some birthdays off the answering machine here. And let's see. Anita Cherry called in for Vera Coons, wishing her a happy birthday on March 11th. And we here at Kicks Country wish Vera a happy birthday, too. Officer. Also, birthday goes out to Officer William Cherry. His birthday on the 17th, which is today, I think, right? Yeah, today's 17th?
Yeah.
St. Patty's Day.
Happy, happy.
That's right. And that's from his family, and also a friend called that in. Friend didn't leave his name. The first person called in from the family and just said for William Cherry, and a friend called in for Officer William Cherry, so I assume he's a police officer.
He is, for the city, I believe.
All right, so happy birthday to Officer Cherry, having a birthday today. Also, birthday on the 15th was Brandon Menard, and that was called in from his father and mother-in-law. So we hope Brandon had a real nice birthday. Also, celebrating a birthday, the lady did not leave what day it was, but goes out to Rebecca Watson. Her mother called in, and also on the same message, her mother is wishing Reba Moore a birthday on March 9th. Again, the lady didn't leave her name, so Rebecca's mom wishes Reba Moore a happy birthday, and she wishes their daughter, Rebecca Watson, a happy birthday. And in just a little while, we will be drawing for that delicious ice cream cake, courtesy of the Dairy Queen right here in Salina. We appreciate them so much for sponsoring the birthday and anniversary announcements. Now, getting back to our guests, we've got Ray Norris, Director of the Chamber of Commerce, and Dale Reagan, the county mayor. And we were talking about the new businesses that have come in here, V&F Transformer, and how much they like being here, how much they've grown in the past. And we're getting ready to switch gears to another prominent business that's moved in. Tell us about
that. That would be the Cumberland Bioscience. They're located out in the industrial park in the spec building. They have finished it off with roughly $2.5 million of their own money.
Quite an investment.
And I haven't talked to them in the past week or two regarding their employment. Have you heard from them?
I haven't, no. Last scan I had is up to about 17.
Yes.
Okay.
And as I recall, they, for the time, it probably take them a couple of years anyway, they will top out between 50 and 60. So that's a good-sized business.
And it's a very, I don't know how to say it, I don't want to say an upper-scale business, but
a unique
yes,
for this area.
Yeah,
for
yeah
sure.
It's very unique.
Yeah.
Explain just briefly, without getting into too many medical terms as to what they do?
Well, I don't know a whole lot of medical terms.
Well, we'll be
except for what my doctor tells me about. They grow or harvest antibodies and proteins, and then they sell them to the next level of medical research. So these guys are on the ground floor, and what happens at the next level, I guess, I'm not real well versed on it, they take these proteins and antibodies to further test and develop drugs for humans.
Oh, okay.
That's part of how they make medicine. These guys are on the beginning stage of that process.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned a lot since we started talking with them. When was that? About a year ago, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. A little over a year ago, I guess.
Yep. Yeah. Mitch Gray, he's the top guy. He's very successful in everything he's done, and in this he's also successful.
I know he's got a tremendous background. We won't even get into all that. Right. Maybe we'll try and get Mitch on one day.
That'd be great
to give us a little history about his background. Now, I was privileged enough to go on tour at the place. What is it, a year ago or something, we all took that tour?
Mm-hmm.
And, it's like super sterile conditions.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, it's almost kind of futuristic looking, something you see on the movies or something.
Right. It's very similar to, they have a facility in Nashville where they do, and I don't know all the research they do there, but Dale and I had the opportunity to go through there at Mitch's request. Here again, that was was it a year ago? A little over a year ago. Yeah.
Yeah, it was probably in early 2013, maybe late, early 14, late 13,
yeah,
something
probably,
like
you're
that.
Probably right. And when you go in, first of all, you have to put on a white suit. From the cap to the gown to the booties. Because it is sterile.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't touch anything when you go in. You just, they explain the processes and what they're doing in this room and the labs. They have a lot of labs,
right,
as they do here as well. I think they've got 16 labs. I don't think they're using them all, but when they're at full employment, they will be utilizing 16 labs here at their facility in Clay County. So that's
great.
Yeah.
What do we have any perspective? Well, again, we've had four or five businesses open up in the past year, you know, the smaller businesses, mm-hmm. and like I said, we appreciate them. Do we have any larger prospects at this point?
There's always prospects, but you don't really want to talk about them in any detail.
No, I understand.
Unless and until they become
right
reality, because you hate to get people's hopes up and,
right,
and then strike out.
So. Well, okay, let me ask you this. Do we quite often have lookers or shoppers?
Oh, quite often we have lookers and shoppers that we don't even know about. In my previous life, I worked for a large manufacturer in Michigan, and then we transferred a lot of production to Kentucky. But when our corporate office got involved wanting to build a new plant, they do the research first, and they even hire, I believe it was the Austin Group out of, they go out and do all this reconnaissance,
mm-hmm.
and analyze the community, what kind of facilities do they have, et cetera. Now, this, generally speaking, happens with the much larger companies.
Mm-hmm.
If they were going to put 1,000 people, of course, they wouldn't be in Clay County because we couldn't accommodate something
right
like that. But they look at all the factors of the county, the crime rate, the education dropout rate, the facilities that are available to the locals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you have a movie theater? Do you have a YMCA? What kind of recreation do you have? I mean,
right,
they look at the whole life
medical
of the facilities.
Community.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But on the smaller scale, which is where we come in, not so much of that is done because quite often the companies do that themselves. And here again, it's reconnaissance, And if they like what they see, then they might come to the Chamber of Commerce or to me, because I'm also the Economic Community Development Director. And we occasionally do get inquiries, or people will stop in. I had a guy stop in a couple weeks ago asking questions, and I don't want to tell you what company he represents, because it's strictly their inquiry, and you can't build up your hopes until they come back for a second, third, maybe even a fourth visit.
Right.
Because we're in competition with everybody in this country.
Yep.
And you got to play your cards right, and that's where I'm pleased with what we've done in the county and the city particularly. We've made progress in fixing up, cleaning up, and making it more presentable, and we need to continue that. We're not done yet. Don't ever feel good about it. Push, because it's so competitive.
Right.
And one little thing, like if you had, let's say, five empty buildings in downtown of any city that were visible, that's not a good thing.
Right.
So
just the impression of it.
You get graded on the stuff that you can't necessarily control.
Right. And what a segue, because now I'm going to ease on over to Mayor Reagan here. Talking about the community and the county and the improvements that's been made over the years. You had mentioned that you worked in the garment factory quite a while before you became mayor.
Probably about 30 years in the garment, the cut and sew.
Right.
Manufacturing. Started out when I was 16 years old, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And sewing buttons and bundling and doing everything and moved my way on up into maintenance. And,
so this has been your community forever, then?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, I was born and raised in the Woodgrove area,
mm-hmm.
and then met my wife, Pandora, and some reason or another, she, I don't know, had a hold on me or something or another, but anyway, I moved out to the Moss area, and that's where me and her is. We raised our family, and we've been very blessed to be a part of this community all our lives.
Well, that must have had something to do with you running for mayor the first time. What was it that spurred you? Because you had to know you were taking on quite a position.
Yeah, they was, of course, like I said, you know, the cut and sew industry was got hit, you know,
mm-hmm.
with and everything was moving offshore. And I've been, you know, kind of, in a sense, in the political realm as far as being on boards and...
Oh, okay.
And for years I was on the... through the emergency services. I've been in the emergency services now for 31 years. And so we attended, I was put on a lot of boards and stuff. So I had attended a lot of county court meetings. And it just struck me that, you know, that I wanted to give a shot to see if there's something that I could be a part of.
So you weren't necessarily dissatisfied with what was going on. You just wanted to help more.
Yeah, just see if, it, you know, anything else that can, you know, that maybe I could be a more of a part of, you know, hoping to make things better. And, you know, we was talking a moment ago about when we started the first time that we had a meeting with VNF Transformers, the guys, Dean and Fran, the economy tanked. But we were very blessed, I think, because during and through all that financial recession, we continued to work with them. They continued to, they never one time wavered about, we can't afford to come to Salina and Clay County. And I think that we were blessed there, because a lot of other small rural areas like that didn't have that opportunity.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take another short break. We will come back and talk some more with Dale Reagan, county mayor here in Clay County, Tennessee. Don't go anywhere. We've only got about 20 minutes left, and we've got a lot of information to cover, so stay tuned.
Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
And welcome back to the Clay County Corner. This is John Keaton sitting in here with you. One of the corner rooms at the historic Clay County Courthouse in the middle of the square in Salina, Tennessee. Thomas Watson is down at the basketball game in Murfreesboro. I think the team they're taking on is Hampton, isn't
Hampton.
It?
Hampton, yeah.
Yep. We wish the Bulldogs all the luck in the world and hope they come back with a big V this afternoon. We've been sitting here talking with Ray Norris, director of the Chamber of Commerce here in Clay County, and the Clay County Mayor, Dale Reagan. And when we left for our break, Dale Reagan was telling us about his first entry into politics. And again, it wasn't because he was dissatisfied. He just wanted to see if he could be of more help.
And that's true, and I've never claimed to be a politician. I've never done that, and I never will. But, I mean, I just, like I said, I just always wanted to be a part of hoping to make things, you know, more progressive and better for the future of our county and our kids. And we do have, I think we have one of the best school systems for a small rural area around. And
we had a little trouble with it, but it doesn't...
Well, we're proud. We're very proud of our school system.
I was going to say, it doesn't impede the education being provided.
No, and I mean, in the world of the political realm, you know, we always have challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the big challenges there is revenue. And we're no different than anyone else when it comes to a small area that tax bases are low. And I know that it's been brought up a lot of times about our tax, our base rate is $3.10, and why is it that? Well, there's a good, I don't know if it's a good reason for it, but there is a logical reason for it, and that being that our tax base is low, so our penny don't generate the revenue like if you're, you know, if you had a large tax base. And ours generates a little over $10,000. So we want to try our very best. And, to provide the services that we possibly can, the best services that we possibly can to our citizens out here. In order to do that, it takes revenue to do it.
Well, you know, I've heard you say it several times, and, you know, it's tough in small towns. And I may be naive and not know enough about it, but, I mean, it's tough in large towns, too. It's just it's all a matter of perspective. You know, they've got the tax base because of population and everything, but in turn they have to provide more services too. So I think it's just tough all over being creative and...
It is, and I mean, but the service that they provide is the same, pretty much the same basic services that we provide to our citizens as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it costs us just as much to run a solid waste department so
right.
that your trash is being taken care of, and we certainly want to do that. I don't ever want to go back to the 20, 25 years ago whenever we really didn't have a place for
right.
our garbage, and that was a big eyesore, you know, over our community round about where people didn't really have no place to do anything with it.
You don't want to get me started on that. That's something that drives me crazy.
And it costs us to do that, and I commend our staff at the Solid Waste Department for
mm-hmm.
the job that they do. I think they do an outstanding job, the director down there. I know we went through just hiring a new director going on about a year now, kept the name the same, Jeff, but he's doing an outstanding job, as well as the director before him, done a good job, but I feel like we've got a good solid waste department, but it costs us, they've got a budget a little over $400,000 a year to operate.
Mm-hmm.
When I say that, you know, we've also, they implement recycling big. And through the process of recycling, it's kind of a twofold thing, because it saves us money going putting garbage into the landfill that we have to pay,
mm-hmm.
and plus it brings some revenue in through our tipping fees and stuff that we get when we recycle cardboard to plastics and all that.
So do we get any federal stimulus for participating in recycling, or no? Just
we get we have a litter grant that we get every year,
okay.
and that goes to the solid waste department for helping, you know, try to keep the highways, the county roads picked up, and implementing recycling. We have school programs. I know that they're working on one now. About last year, I know they got a magician guy that came up, and he did an outstanding job with the kids, and we go to the grade schools,
mm-hmm.
and I think Jeff and him is going to do the same thing this year. It's going to be a different guy, but they're going to do the same thing, and I've had a lot of the kids, and they really enjoyed that, and I'm a firm believer if you can get the kids on board with you, you're going to do okay, because they'll go home and they'll tell mamas and daddies and everything,
oh, yeah.
hey, you don't need to throw that in the garbage can. We need to set this over here, and we need to start recycling, and it's a learning curve and education process for everybody, but I want to commend everybody out there, because they have done outstanding, and our recyclings have done real well. Now, on a floating scale, and that's pretty much what I call it, on the revenue side of it, recyclables is just like any other thing, commodity that you got out there. It's up and down,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes it's you don't get anything much out of it, but... I told Jeff, was talking the other day about some product that we were recycling, and he said, man, I can't find a market for it, you know. And I said, yeah, but I said, just keeping it out of the landfill, that's saving us money.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with that 100%. So I commend them on that. And in small rural areas, yeah, we want to continue to try to provide the services that we can, because like Ray had said a moment ago, you know, when we have a lot of folks that may be that we don't even know, you may be working at the local Dairy Queen, and there may be somebody drive through the drive through, and just kind of be aware, you know, if they ask you questions, what do you think about this little town?
Mm-hmm.
They could be a site selector. They could be somebody coming in here looking for an area to relocate, or for a company to relocate. So we want to try our very best to put forth an effort to make everybody aware of what we have to offer here, and do it in a positive manner. We got, as we made mention just shortly there a moment ago, we're one of the few small rural areas that has a local hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, that's a blessing, because you know that a lot of folks that are looking to, as I mentioned a moment ago, people that wants to be looking at the future of hanging a place to hang their hat, that if they want to retire summers, one of the first things they find out is how close
sure.
is the nearest medical facility. And by us having that here, I think it's it gives us a leg up on that.
Well, not to mention local employment, too.
Yeah, they're one of our largest employers that we have here in the county now. We're so blessed with, like you said, you mentioned several times in this broadcast, the mom and pop, you know, businesses that we have. We couldn't survive without them.
Oh, no.
And, I mean, they are so, you know, so appreciative. And we certainly want to remember them every time that we have an opportunity. Honest Abel Off Homes, the wood products, out in Green Forest and all them, they're one of our bigger employers as well. And they're doing an outstanding job. And they continue, you know, I know that Doug, the founder of it, has passed away. But I know Janie and her two children have picked up the reins and are running with the company. And I know Doug would be proud of them. So. Mm-hmm. We're certainly proud of them that they're keeping the company up and going for us here in this county.
Well, let's back up just a little bit to when you first came into office. Can you recall some of your main challenges?
Can you remember that, John?
Really? Okay.
No, yeah. You always have your own agenda.
Uh-huh.
When anything you go to do, there's something in the back of your mind that you'd like to see happen, or you wouldn't have a purpose to do anything like that. But you find out real quick when you get in a position like this that your agenda is what your priorities are not really that much of a priority anymore because you're faced with a lot of other things. And one of the things that we were faced with was where we're sitting at today was we were under a court order, the courthouse here was, to make it ADA compliant. And
let's tell people it's the American Disability Act.
And it was just near impossible to do that here. We did everything that we possibly could, and those that were before me did everything that they possibly could to meet as many of those requirements as they could. But if you've never been here, someone out there is listening and never had an opportunity to come and visit the courthouse, I encourage you to do that. But the courtroom is in the upstairs area of the courthouse, and there just wasn't much of a way of getting anybody up there and without disturbing the historical atmosphere or appearance of this building. For it to continue to be on the register, you have to keep it, you know, you can't distort that.
Right. All right, we're going to take another short break and come back and talk a little bit more about the courthouse with County Mayor Dale Reagan. So stay tuned.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
And welcome back to the Clay County Corner, sitting here in one of the corner rooms of the historic Clay County Courthouse. Dale Reagan, County Mayor, Ray Norris sitting here with me. And Dale had just said that if you haven't had the opportunity to come down to the courthouse and check it out, you need to do it. It is really neat. And what we were doing, we were actually talking about some of Dale's early challenges as mayor in his first term. And one was bringing this old building up to the American Disabilities Act compliant, and they found it impossible to do. And Dale, I'll let you take it from there.
Well, we, in order to change it from to do bring it up to the standards of the American Disabilities Act, we'd have to put an elevator or something in here.
Right.
And that was going to have to, you know, do a lot of tearing walls out and all that, and so that didn't really seem feasible. So we looked at other options, and where we got our new courtroom at now, down there at the complex at the community center, mm-hmm. and we had talked with some engineers and architects and stuff, and then we looked at doing it down there, and that's where we had some grant funds that we'd the county had already had got a $90,000 or $100,000 EDI grant to be used on that building down there, and so we captured that, as well as that's about the time whenever the stimulus money was coming through, and we were able to get through a community facility grant through USDA another $100,000 to go with us. So then we had about $190,000 in grant funds, and then we did a low interest loan to build and renovate what we've got down there now. So I commend the county commission for stepping up and and taking priority on that and doing that. And Lord Beer Hepper, we were able to get that done down there. And hopefully here in the next couple of years, we're going to have that paid for. That's going to be knocked out. And we've been real fortunate about, meeting the payments and paying some extra. So, I mean, get that pushed out of the way, and that'd be one thing that would be taken care of.
What do you see for the future of Salina? Do you see a pretty bright future?
Absolutely. Yes. I mean, just look around. I mean, I know a lot of people, if you're, we see it every day, a lot of things that are taking place here. I think working with Ray and Dr. Young and so many others, Mayor Kerr, and start trying to name names, I'll forget somebody,
right.
And then they'll say, why come you didn't mention me? But everybody, there's just a whole host of folks that are working real hard to try to, bring the and they have. I mean, one of the things out here on the square here, that Country Creations, I believe, mm-hmm. I mean, I may be naming that wrong, I'm sorry. But those guys and gals out there have done an outstanding first things you come looking in. Family Dollar's moved into their new facility out in the west end of the county. We've got the new Dollar General store out there. Another place is a convenience mart is fixing to get underway, building a facility out there as well. So, yeah, I think the future looks bright.
Well, a lot of people, too, they sort of by attrition, this happens in increments. And as it's happening, they don't really notice it.
Right.
But you get someone who's comes down here in the summertime to vacation, and then all of a sudden they come back next summer and they say, what the heck's going on? Five new stores, a new restaurant, two new restaurants, three new restaurants. So it is pretty impressive. And, I encourage everyone to do as much local shopping, eating at restaurants and things, as you can.
And that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows, because our sales tax revenue has come up, and I'm like, thank you, the public out here and everyone for doing that, because that money stays here in the county.
Well, good, and that's what we need more of. And plus, I know gas is cheaper and you can explore and do things, but think about your hometown folks. People don't realize what it takes to start their own business, how much they put on the line. A deep fryer at a restaurant, thousands of dollars.
Right.
So you don't want that business to go under. Well, look, I'm going to draw for a name here real quick for the birthday and anniversary novice. We appreciate people participating. And the wiener of the birthday and anniversary announcement is Brandon Menard. And that's from his mother and father-in-law. And his birthday was on the 15th, and we appreciate them calling that in. We'd like you to call in your birthday and anniversary announcements. I believe it's area code 931-243-5574, if I remember correctly, could be wrong.
Well, happy birthday, Brandon.
Absolutely.
Or happy...
Yeah, it was birthday.
Belated birthday, the 15th, okay.
Yeah. All right, that's going to wrap up another episode of the Clay County Corner. We appreciate everyone being with us. Once again, tonight, the encore presentation starts at 6 p.m. Hope you have a wonderful day out there. It is absolutely gorgeous out there, so get out and enjoy it.
Go Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs,
yeah,
that's right.
Absolutely, yeah.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.